Welcome to the Word from the Ancient Path, stories and sermons for the journey, a channel of blessing and encouragement for beloved friends all over the world to hear and experience how God speaks and works through ordinary people with an extraordinary calling. You've come here for stories of bringing good news, connecting in Christ, and building the kingdom. And we'll bring you the Word of God declared through the pastors and missionaries of the ancient path, La Senda Antigua. And now, the Word from the Ancient Path with Pastor Kevin Job. Welcome, beloved listeners and friends. I am Pastor Kevin Job, and I'm very happy to be with you today. Our ministry was founded in 2011 by Pastors Jose Santiago and Yamile Cruz in Havaianas, Cuba. And my wife Tani and I serve with them as directors and chief connection makers for the U.S. branch of the ministry. And together we direct a great team of pastors, missionaries, advisors, and kingdom servants, all dedicated to planting churches, spreading the reach of the gospel. We hope to bless and inspire you here with sermons, reflections, and testimony of what God has done and is doing in and through us. Last week, we heard part two of three of a message from our founding pastor, Jose Santiago. The message was called, Don't Go Changing God's Ethics, Venom Isn't Medicine. It was originally recorded in a worship setting in December of 2020. Citing the prophet Isaiah from chapter 5, verse 20, in the words of Hebrews 12, the pastor reminded us that we, the church, often acquiesce to the changing moral codes of people who live apart from relationship with Christ. And that the crowd of people in the world around us, looking on at the church, must see us living a better choice than the shifting whims of culture. Today we bring you my translation of the third and final movement. Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Friends, how great is it when we allow ourselves to be guided in all of our lives? And when we say to God, what is your design for me? What is the purpose that you have for me? What is the path, Lord, that you have marked out for me? And how is it that you want me to walk it out and live out my life? When we do this, my beloved brothers and sisters, our lives will be marked by the flow of God's blessing. And this brings us to one of the things that most marks the world in our day. Mankind consistently rebels against God. Against God's original design and against his commandments. And in doing so, man changes the way of life that God put in place. Where God one day said, hey, this poison isn't medicine. And when one day God said, this over here, this is sin. Humanity just simply wants to take and change the label. It would be like us going around the house and switching out all the poison warning labels on every bottle. You know, we could change the label on everything we find in the house. I mean, just imagine if mom and dad got up and changed the labels on every container in the house. Like on the bottle full of bleach, they'd just change the label to read maple syrup. Or on one labeled red wine, they'd change it to a window cleaner. Or maybe on the liquid detergent, they'd label it apple juice instead. This wouldn't work for anybody. It just doesn't do. So why in the world have we decided that we can go and take the label that God placed on something like this is good or this is bad and change it out for whatever label the world wants to put on it? And how sad is it that many times we find we've arrived at a place where we as the church just accept these things and look at them like they're normal? We have to be careful that our feelings, whether they're physical or spiritual, don't get us into situations where we go around conforming and knocking ourselves down to the level on which the world has chosen to live in this century. I want to share some news with you right now, news that is real in this moment. Did you know that there are countries in which laws are being proposed in our time that would give rights to a mother for during and up to the end of a complete term of pregnancy through 9 months? Now, listen closely to what I'm about to say here. We all know the Lord does not approve of abortion. But they want to give rights in some countries to a mother to abort a child up to a full 9 months. You're listening, right? You're hearing this, yes? I mean, here we are living in the last days, and some people still don't get it. And then there are those proposing that we approve of pedophilia. I mean, seriously, there are countries where they're having legal debates about passing laws that would endorse pedophilia. And maybe you're sitting here and you're thinking, this is absurd, that's impossible, it can't be happening. But, I mean, do you even know what pedophilia is? Let's make sure we know what that is. That pedophilia is when a person, a full-grown person, will go and have sex with or use another person who is an adolescent or a child for sex, as though it was their right, because they can choose to do so. It just keeps getting worse. I mean, knock it down another level. Years ago, what would you do years ago if you'd come across a man like urinating and exposed on a public street? Well, it really wasn't something you didn't normally see. Everybody knew that you didn't do that on an open thoroughfare. But the other day, just the other day, I was on my way out of town. And I'm driving down the road and I come up behind a car and I see a guy getting out and he starts messing with his pants. And I turn to my wife and I said, this guy's going to urinate right here in front of the whole world. Every woman around had to see what they didn't have to see. So I said to the guy, man, what are you doing? We didn't used to do this kind of stuff. We had standards. There was a standard for the way that we lived that was higher than exposing yourself and urinating in public. But now things like this are becoming common and somehow looked on as normal. And the really sad thing in that is that after a little time, we can find even our own Christian brothers acting this way. Friends, don't do these things. This is bad. When we see these kinds of things happening, it really ought to communicate something to us. That we need a time of readjustment. And I don't mean a time to justify ourselves. Rather, to readjust ourselves. Who we are, what we think, how we act, what our points of view are, and what is our personal criteria for living. So let's ask, what is the path forward for you in your life as the church, as disciples of Jesus Christ? Christian man, Christian woman, it is time for us to stop living the way of the world. And instead, as the prophet wrote, consider our path. It's time to readjust. It's time to stop. And to not adjust myself or my life to match the way of the world. I might be tempted to go along with the whims of culture. Oh, it's not so bad, you say. It's like the old saying goes, in the country of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. So do you just want to get in line and go along with the way of the world? No. It's time to stop looking at them and fix our gaze above. Look up. Look in the mirror. The mirror you need to be looking into is the one above, because it is in the Lord. And if you need some kind of instruction manual for personal conduct, beloved brother and sister, this Bible right here in my hand, it's your answer. It contains the spiritual and moral law for a Christian. In here, it tells you how you ought to conduct yourself. It tells you, my beloved brethren, how you ought to live despite the times in which we are living. Can somebody give me an amen? Yeah. How many of us can lift an applause offering to the Lord in this moment? So yeah, it's time to readjust. As I was starting to wrap up writing this word, something came to me. Something good. It's time for renewing our minds. Our minds have to make a shift or a turn. It's like you have a machine that's got a lot of pieces that have to work together, and they all need adjustment from time to time. They all need a turn of the wrench, so to speak. And the measurements for this are usually quite precise. So I got to thinking about machinery like a machine press, and the Lord brought to my mind that I ought to ask Leon, who's a brother in our congregation, about the mechanics of all of it. Leon, wherever you are, raise your hand there. There's Leon. And until January, Leon was a machine press operator for years. And for many years, he was a mechanic who fixed them. So I asked him, how would you readjust a machine or a tool of this type with a measurement that needs to be precise? So if we were going to do that, Leon, how are we going to do it? And he looked at me and he said, Pastor, that's a four-part answer, because there are four processes that you might go through. The first one is a review. And the second is a light repair. The third is a little bit more a general repair. And from there, you might need to progress to a complete overhaul. But all of it has to be done by a qualified mechanic. It's not just something anyone can do. It should be done by a good master mechanic. Oh, yes, he who has ears to hear, listen to and understand what the Spirit is saying to the church. We are going to take a moment now for a short break. Stay with us for more on The Ancient Path. Our greatest hope is to carry the light of the kingdom of God into places where it is most needed, to see people set free from what holds them captive, and to offer salvation in Christ to people lost in the darkness. We want to live as oaks of righteousness, as the scripture says, planted to display God's splendor. Our ministry is built on connections in Christ, and our financial foundation depends on the regular partnership of beloved friends such as you. If you'd be interested in being a Covenant financial partner or just simply contribute to the work of the ministry, I invite you to visit our website, ancientpathministries.org. Check out the church in action and see how you can be a part of bringing good news, connecting in Christ, and building the kingdom. And we are back. He who has ears to hear, listen, and understand what the Spirit is saying to the church. Church, it is time to examine ourselves. Sometimes a simple turn of the wrench won't align the machinery. Sometimes when we try to fix things ourselves, we use just a little more elbow grease, like we say, it'll start to go, and then you try to measure it out to the millimeter, and you keep working on it yourself, but the machine just shuts down on you. No matter how well you think you've done the work or how precisely you think you've measured, the machinery just won't cooperate. And so it's time for a readjustment. It's time to call the pros. Get in touch with the master mechanic and tell him, say, I need you in the coming year. As this year comes to close, for the year to come, I have to get the precise measurements. I have to be able to give off the right light. I got to be able to bring the right flavor to my town, to my city, to my workplace, because we have a great cloud of witnesses. Church, they're all around us, and they will be watching us in the year ahead. There's so many people out there who are hoping and waiting for the right measure to come. So many people who long for the right kind of witness. So many people around us are hoping to see something good. And sometimes when they look at you and they measure you, they think you probably need to go in for a little review. You really ought to call a good maintenance mechanic. You need to call on the Lord. You need to go speak to the Holy Spirit and say, God, I need you. I need you to come and take a look at my life. I need you to readjust the way I think, because it could be that I'm pulling away from you a little bit and toward the way of the world. Friends, where do we live, you and I? We live at the crossroads of whatever highway, or at the mouth of, or alongside whatever river, or we live on this or that side of the tracks, or in this subdivision, or on the valley beside whatever mountain or shore of whatever lake or sea or ocean. What I'm saying here is we live in the middle of the culture and the society that surrounds us. And it's just like I've been telling you, all around us, these people are looking on, church. They're in traffic with us. They're in line at the grocery store. They're at work. They're in school. They're in our whole world, but they are not our measuring stick for living. Our measurement has to be the correct one. And sometimes from so much work, the machine, us, will suffer a bit. The tool will suffer a bit. It'll become spent. And so it needs to be readjusted. So I need to tell you, church, it's time. A month from now, we're going to be in a new year. God is calling to his people again. He's issuing a new calling to his church. To what, you ask? God says, get yourself ready for the feast at the end of the year. That is, get ready for the coming of Christ. He's saying, prepare yourself. In the year ahead, I want you to be ready for me to turn you with the correct measure. And you then, in turn, can do so among the people out there. And church, we have to readjust our collective life, not in accordance with or compared to the world, but with the Word, with the Lord. And more than anything, friends, God wants you to be able to understand that if we say, I don't have any issues, I don't need anything, then God will say, all right, then go ahead. But if you'll get real, and you'll say to God, yes, Lord, it's true, I recognize there are still some things that need your powerful hand, that need your wrench, so to speak, searching out and tightening things up a little bit more where they're loose. Yeah, in these places, Lord, I need you. So I want to move us into a time for some prayer right now. So just get yourself prepared. I want you to just bow yourself before the Lord this morning and listen closely. I am not going to talk to God and tell him that you have needs. I am not going to talk to God right now and tell him where you are lacking or where you need him. You're going to do that. And if you believe you need help from the Lord right now, if you think you have something to bring before the throne in this moment, in this time, if this word that I've spoken to you, listen, the word of God is not spoken to humiliate you. Never. When God's word is lifted up, maybe the word will confront you. But it's never lifted up to humiliate you. It's never spoken to steal your strength and make you feel bad. Nah. It's often to bring you the conviction of what it is that you need of God. And in this moment, if you will say to God, Lord, right now I really need you. There's things in my life that need you. Like that tool, like that machine, I still need you, the master mechanic, to come in and make some repairs. Listen, there's no one. No one, no psychiatrist, no psychologist or doctor. No one can work on the issue of what it means to be human like the one and only God. The one who created you. He is your creator. He is the one who formed you. And he's the one who knows you more than anyone. And so we hope that in this moment, you're going to take the opportunity to speak to God and say, Lord, I'm going to give you this chance. I'm going to let you come into my life and do this readjustment in my life. Help me, God. Help me change where I need to change. Help me to repair the places that need to be repaired. And if I've got to have some piston adjusted or yanked out of the engine because it continues to misfire, don't wait. Change that thing out. And you know what? God will remedy the situation. His word says, here I am. I'm making all things new. God wants to do something new in your life. Not with the tools of this world. God is the God who restores, who makes things new, who changes lives. And when there's an issue or a problem, he comes to make it new. And so, Father, I ask you this morning in this moment that your children will be able to come to you and say, really, Lord, I need you. I need you because I know that we are living in a difficult time. I know we're living in a time when morals and so many things seem to be changing, and each day it seems to be deteriorating more and more. Love is afflicted. People's hearts are hardened. Their feelings are wounded. And those feelings seem to be getting harder and harder and darker in this life. So how are we, God? How are your church? How are we as your church going to illuminate when our lamp has problems of its own? How do we bring rich flavor into the world when the salt within us is practically without any of its own flavor? How are we going to give witness if our testimony is still so daggone needy? For all of this, I ask you, Lord, and we invite you, Holy Spirit, come over us. Speak to us, Spirit of God. Come, Lord, come over my life. Help me in my weakness. Help me in my character. Help me where I know that I still need your help, Lord. Please don't drop me from your hand. And we ask your forgiveness, Lord, because many times we are far from being the church that brings light and testifies to you. Many times, Father, we haven't been able to do that. I just ask, Lord, that you will help us in this coming year, that your people, your church will be able to shine over the place where we live. That we will be able to give testimony that, yes, there is a God who changes things, and not just a God who blesses, but one who heals, a God who transforms. Help us, Lord, to renew our image, conform to yours. Not to make us look like the world, but that our image would be shaped to your own image. Your word tells us we were formed in the image and likeness of God. You, friend, you were created in the image and likeness of God. And so, Lord, we ask that you would restore your image and likeness in your people. Your people give you thanks in this moment, God. We thank you in this moment for your word. You've called us to be aligned to your word. You have called us to holiness. And bless your word, Father, that it would work in our minds and hearts, and that it would bear much fruit in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray and say, amen. God bless you. And so, beloved friends, that brings us to the close of today's episode. I want to thank you again for joining us. be sure you check out our website, ancientpathministries.org. Like and follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, at Ancient Path Ministries. This is Pastor Kevin Jobe for Ancient Path Ministries, La Iglesia Volviendo a la Senda Antigua. We look forward to seeing you next time. Que Dios te bendiga mucho. Go be the church.